Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Muslim and Christian audience. I want to start today with a wonderful promise you can find in the gospel. Jesus' words. While Jesus hung on the cross, he told a sinful criminal hanging on the cross next to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." God knew that this sinner who expressed his faith in Jesus while both were hanging on the cross would die with no time left to complete any good works. God knew his believing and repentant heart, and Jesus gave him this wonderful promise. "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Wow. When his soul is separated from his body, yes, his body will be on the cross, on the grave, but his soul will enjoy Jesus' presence, God's presence in paradise. Paradise means complete delight and the pleasure and happiness. Paradise is a place we will be enjoying God's love. We know that God is love, and we know that God loves us, and we experience his love through the Holy Spirit. God will love on us forever. In paradise, we will have fellowship with God. I love it. How can Jesus tell him this word? Because through his death and resurrection, Jesus destroyed death and defeated Satan. We know that from the Gospel, Colossians chapter 2. Jesus canceled the record of the charges against us. He took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, Jesus disarmed the spiritual rulers and authority. He defeated Satan. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. My friend, you need this assurance. And many Muslims tell me, "I hope God will forgive me. I hope God will have mercy on me." I studied Islam in law school as a law student and as a defense lawyer. And throughout my life, Muhammad said, "By Allah, though I am the apostle of Allah, yet I do not know what Allah will do to me." Muhammad did not know if he is going to make it to paradise, to heaven or not. This is recorded in one of the most credible, important record about his life, Sahih al-Bukhari. Muhammad also said, "O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the punishment in the grave and from the punishment in the hell fire and from the affliction of life and death." It is also recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari. I can give you the reference. Contact me. Jesus promised the thief on the cross, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Hallelujah. Jesus promised us Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Promise. And of course, paradise is beyond our imagination. Actually, the Bible recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Wow, my Muslim friend, and any of my audience says, never put his faith in Jesus and never became a child of God and never had this assurance within him or her that he is going to heaven, you need to drink from God's grace, because salvation is a manifestation of God's grace. Because your soul need to be satisfied and comforted. Only then you will have unimaginable inner peace filling your innermost being. God knocks softly on the door of your heart, my Muslim friend and my non-Christian friends. If you were to ask me, Sammy, how do you know? I would answer, he knocked on the door of my heart in February 17, 1976. And I invited him because Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will enter. I invited Jesus to come into my heart. I repented. I told God, forgive me. I am a sinner. I am far from you. I disobey you. I don't do your will. My friends, I have not been the same since, because he entered my life through his spirit. And he continues to fill me with peace and love. My friend, if you hear God speaking to you, it is only because he desires to have fellowship with you. Will you open the door for him by faith and allow him to enter your life and be your Lord and friend? God is inviting you to cast yourself on his grace, mercy, love, and to put your faith in Jesus. You can pray this prayer. Repeat what I say if you mean it from your heart, and it will be the most important and wonderful prayer you ever prayed. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that you are my Savior. You came and died and paid the penalty for all the sins I committed, for everything wrong I did and I will ever do. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I repent, God. I don't want to live in sin anymore. God, I am tired of living far from you. And I need to drink from your grace. I need to experience your love and your salvation. God, you love me. Thank you, God. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay the penalty for my sins. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My precious audience, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. I would love to rejoice with you and to send you some free materials that will encourage you in your Christian walk. If I can be of any service to you, contact me. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, to enjoy his love and salvation. And also, I want to include a prayer. I just came back from Texas. Many materials were given to believers, and it will reach Muslims. And they pray that God will use the books and the DVDs and the materials to produce eternal fruits. In Jesus' name, we pray.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, at least Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Until we meet again, God's grace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.